95.3 WPLZ time is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's 7:11. Great to have you with us this morning. Coming up on 7:12, and we have a special guest on the telephone with us right now. In fact, he is all the way in California listening to us online, and it is Curtis Greco, is that correct?
That's correct.
Curtis, first off, good morning.
Good morning.
I know it's early there, so a little after 4 a.m., 12 minutes after 4, but it's great to have you on, and we wanted to talk to you. I understand that you're an author.
Yes, sir.
And we wanted to talk about a couple of things. One thing was the Glenn Beck rally over the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, now, Curtis, you've written books in the Blind Vision series, and you say that there are a lot of events right now that are forcing us to pick sides politically. You say Glenn Beck really kind of just feeds on that, right?
Well, the Blind Vision series was is a series of books that deal with some fundamental issues that we're dealing with in the United States today. It's in one of the books, in fact, on the back cover, we have an issue that we highlight from the book that says, you know, the great issue with the Tea Party is not the distinctions that the Tea Party tries to address. It's the risk of ignoring the philosophical conflict that we're dealing with in the United States at the moment, and that the distinction is not so much the issue between Democrat Republican, but it's a much greater issue. And the greater issue deals with, in fact, that it is not a Democrat or Republican issue. It is actually a philosophical question of what Americans have come to believe that the role of government is in their daily lives, but more importantly, how it has changed over the years, actually over the generations, from the early 1900s through the current day. Now, Glenn Beck's interesting of this past weekend is he's a very interesting fellow. He seems to attract a great audience. But it's interesting, though, if you think about it, how polarizing he appears to many people, which in my in a recent article that I posted on the blog, we talk about this. And interestingly enough, over the weekend, it was interesting to see how the issue of Dr. Martin Luther King came up in the media and some of the objections of the opposition to what Glenn Beck was doing, which, in my opinion, really highlights the very issue that I think that we really all need to be paying attention to.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that he's polarizing, yet it's kind of like everybody doesn't like him. I mean, Democrats don't like him because he's ultra-conservative. Republicans don't like him because he's ultra-Tea Party. But yet, you know, he had hundreds of thousands of people show up at his rally and many more watching online.
And that's exactly what's fascinating about it, is that if he's so polarizing to the Democratic regimes and the Republican regime, isn't it fascinating that he still manages to generate the interest that he does on the people that, you know, that the media would have you believe have no say in the process?
Yeah, so that begs the question, though, okay, if he's got the Democrats and Republicans mad at him, maybe he's finding that middle ground that probably 80% of Americans – find themselves in. They don't believe in either of the extreme parties. They like a combination of both.
Well, and that's the beauty of what Glenn Beck is doing. And interesting is primarily one of the core issues that I talk about throughout the three-book series, and that is this, that Americans are not Democrat. Americans are not Republican. In fact, Americans are so apolitical that it is misunderstood that what votes presidents into office are either the dominant party being Democrat or the dominant party being Republican. But in fact, what it is simply the fundamental core of the American public that is not really centrist at all, nor left or right of center, but in fact simply a voice of the nation looking for representation. That's why you see these swings from left to right. It's not because they're left or right. They're looking for a voice for a representation that they clearly believe they don't have. And I think that one of the interesting things that we need to be watching for as a people is how specifically and vociferous the regimes of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee become in opposition to voices just like Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin, for that matter. It's not that I'm a Glenn Beck fan or a Sarah Palin fan, not at all. I'm more concerned that, and we all should be, of the voices that would rather see them silenced.
All right. And Curtis Greco, author of the Blind Vision book series. Where can people find your books real quick?
They're available on Amazon, certainly at your local booksellers and online retailers, and, of course, the website, theimperfectmessenger.com.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate you calling. Curtis,
hey, folks,
thank you,
have a great day.
And you too, sir. Thank you very much.